Yeah, sure.
On this side.
Is that your better side?
No, I don't have one.
Scott Nicolai just told us he had a great warm-up. I haven't heard a player sort of cite the warm-up as inspiration. I don't know how closely you watch players in the warm-up. Just when you're hot, you're hot. I mean, the puck kind of seemed to be following him around, especially on his third goal. He literally followed him around.
I don't watch warm-up, so whatever fired up his engine there, it was running. Obviously, when he puts his speed on display, he does like that. He's a hard player to defend. We had KC going at 100 miles an hour the other night, and him going tonight, that's nice depth. Great to see. And, you know, he hadn't got one in a while, so it's great.
You're not going to score six goals every game, I don't imagine. You'd love to, but just seems right now, like, is this just a case of everyone's just really feeling it and momentum can kind of really carry along for a bit here?
Well, I think it's sad. I think it's also the pressure that we're putting on teams. We're trying to keep people out of our end of the rink, so that means you are playing probably down the other end. And we try to, you know, when we get teams caught on the ropes there a little bit, getting tired and sort of zone timing them, that's when we try to kind of keep our foot to the gas and keep the pressure on them. And, it's not always going to end up, like you said, that way, but you got to take what's being handed to you right now.
Must be a nice feeling as a coach that you can put your backup goalie in and sit your Vezina Trophy winner and really not have to worry too much, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of been the way the last few years. Yeah. But, for Combs to come in here, I think you mentioned this morning that is his first place he ever got a win. One of us did. But anyways, to see him, for him to step in like he has, it's been great. Because like I mentioned, we're going to need both of them here. Helly's got a big workload, with the four nations coming. And, just when he can step in like this and continue to, we don't miss a beat, that's you love to see that.
Everybody talks about Kyle Connor's goal scoring, but you've talked about his defensive play, but maybe his playmaking doesn't get talked about as much. And that assist to Gabe Vilardi, I mean...
Yeah, that was highlight.
Reel stuff. Not a lot of guys can maybe make that play at high speed, right?
Yeah, you know what? They were getting some chances, some looks, and usually they're going in. And so I know that they're probably pretty happy to finally get one to go. He came down, made a great play. And then obviously, I'm sure everybody thought he was going to shoot the puck because he's been red hot. And then he made a great play to Gabe. So very unselfish play.
Kind of like the wins lately, you don't get a whole lot of time to savor it because you got to, get ready for the next one. And tough schedule with some of the teams coming in. But I imagine you're bringing a pretty happy mindset back to town with a 10-1 record here.
Yeah, well, we went out on the road and won 3 and then came home and kind of laid an egg against Toronto. And we'll just make sure we're mindful of that we go home and we don't take our foot off the gas. The schedule is for everybody. We're all running through this. Sort of the every night thing. So many games piled on top of each other because of what's happening in February. We just got to, go home and make sure we got 4 of them at home. And 3 of them are huge in our division. So we just want to make sure that we take this good hockey that we're playing and take it home with us. Thank you.